For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to the Brett and Austin Show, streaming on the Action Sports Jax 24/7 Network.
Hey, the Jacksonville Icemen get the win 4-0 over the Everblades. The hated Everblades. We had those guys on the show on Wednesday on the morning skate before the series started, and they didn't pull any punches. They do not like Florida. Well, that's a heck of a start. They beat them 9 times, by the way, in the regular season. They get win number 1. They need 3 more wins over the Everblades, and you wonder what that would do to kind of propel them further into a Kelly Cup playoff run just by getting over that hump. They've lost to the Everblades 2 seasons in a row in the postseason. Brent Martineau, Austin Lane, and we're back at Best Bet St. Augustine, live from here today. We will also be live on May 3rd from here at Best Bet St. Augustine. And listen, we want you to come down today. We want you to come down every time we're here. We're going to be here twice a month throughout the year. And so come on out, say hello, spend some lunch with us. Buy Austin some lunch.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we'll buy you some lunch. No, we won't.
Well, hang on. We now.
No. Well, how about this? I got an idea.
Talk to me about this.
How about as we'll buy you lunch on May 3rd here at Best Bet St. Augustine.
Sure.
Or they will.
Yeah.
Brunch with Brent and Austin.
Yeah.
So free brunch.
Okay.
We're going to get at least a shirt, probably a hat, some other giveaway stuff for the first 25 folks that show up here at Best Bet St. Augustine to be a part of our live audience.
Yep.
Right up here, because we're on like an elevated level, and this area seats a good amount of people, but we're going to fill it up in a comfortable way, not a madhouse kind of way. And so free brunch, giveaways. We'll also do some other things, prizes, and we have some cool, conversations going on about how you can get some maybe free dollars to bet with, but other things that we'll have fun with. So that's coming up May 3rd. It's the day before the Kentucky Derby. Mm-hmm. Derby Day is a huge day here on May 4th as well here at Best Bet St. Augustine. So May 3rd, circle it up. Probably going to encourage people to come out between like 11 and 1, okay. But you can come out 10 to 1 as well. But first 25 folks, we're going to have some special stuff for you, and you can still come after that and get some of the prizes and other things that we're doing, the giveaway. So no, May 3rd, circle it up.
Without doubt. And plus, keep in mind, Brent, just the date of this, it's going to be a win-win, because after coming off of Jaguars draft, either people will get hugs from us in terms of consoling, or we'll be popping champagne and celebrating. So either way, you can't lose.
Do you think, by the way, if I invite Steph down here on that day, which is her birthday,
yes,
that would count for a party?
You got to stop.
Like,
Brent,
I throw some balloons up, and I'm like, Steph, look at all the people that came.
Brent, that's not how it works. I'm going to need to put a little more effort into it, please. Okay? To have to throw your wife a party at the show's party?
Why not?
I just can't co-sign with you on that, man. I can't co-sign with you.
Is that misleading for Steph or for the people that we invite out to the show?
Oh, no, it's definitely misleading for Steph.
I mean, we'll have a big cake for her. We got more people singing happy birthday. We're not going to do that at our house. The kids are probably going to be out somewhere.
I would rather have you just, like, decorate a card and homemade it. Like, it's about the effort, man.
All right, sure. I ain't buying a card.
Oh, okay. Card. Well, hey, don't even listen to me, because what do I know? So, not much.
We will see. Come on out.
Ask Josh Allen.
Do you think I've got a better chance of selling this as Steph's birthday party or as our show?
Well, were you going to make it a surprise party? Because you're not doing a good job of that right now.
Well, I'm sure she ain't listening.
Okay. No support, huh?
Listen. You know, one thing you learn in this business?
Yeah.
And I learned this early.
Okay.
Because when I was up in Albany, my boss, Rich Becker, like, he was older than me, still is. And he had kids.
Yeah.
And so actually, Steph and sometimes we would watch the kids, because it was before we had kids.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, do the kids get like excited when they see you on TV? Like, they could care less.
For sure.
Right. And so now, like, for the last 15 years or whatever, I live that too. Like they could care less that I'm on a show, I'm on TV, I'm on whatever. The family does not care. Now, Steph used to find it interesting once, like way. I think she was just trying to make me feel better.
Yeah, yeah.
And now she's like, she doesn't watch anything.
I mean, I hate to kind of pour salt on the wound here a little bit, but the same thing happened to you with my son. Where like my son, like when he was like 5 or 6, Dad works with him. There's Brent again on TV. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, we go, you know, we watch Action Sports Jacks obviously every night. And then all of a sudden it's like, can we turn on some, like, you know, something else? Can we watch Big City Greens or something?
It's like these people that you figure would support you the most.
Yeah, man.
Are making our ratings go down.
They start falling off, bro. I hate to tell you.
How do we bring them back?
It's on the DVR. We still have the DVR. Does that count?
Yeah, sure.
Does DVR count?
It does count, actually.
Okay, yeah. So, hey, you're welcome.
How do we bring them back? We throw parties for them.
Yeah, there we go.
Here at Best Bet St. Augustine. You'll have to watch that day if I invite her down.
There we go. She'll be forced to.
Or at least listen.
No, she'll be probably playing some poker in the corner or something.
All right, let's go to the NFL draft luncheon, and we have some reaction from Trent Baalke and Doug Peterson. Most of this is Trent Baalke. And how much does personality of a player? Here's the one thing the Jags have really tried to do is identify a certain characteristic for a player in their locker room. And they talked a lot about yesterday, the things that we have talked about. They actually validated a lot what we've talked about, bringing in those winning players. They thought that was a missing piece. Guys that have been there, done that. They look at their locker room as a young locker room.
Yeah.
Guys that hadn't done some of the things that these older guys, the Darbys, the Armsteads, have come in and have done in the past with their organization. Here's Trent Baalke on the personality of a player.
Very important. You know, I think you look at this roster and you look at it since the coach and I have been together. The locker room's good. You know, we place an emphasis on leadership. We're a young group. You still, you know, we focused on that, you know, as we went into the offseason, especially in free agency, type of guys that we brought in here, guys that from winning programs. That are used to winning, that are used to leading and being a part of that that championship run, you know, and we're looking for players that have similar characteristics as we move forward.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, that's, you know, you can tell they've identified that. There's been at times where I wonder, okay, do you do that too much? Can you overemphasize that? I also believe there's a... you know, I think we're somewhere in between. It's funny, if you watch the regimes from Gene Smith, who, by the way, did target that kind of stuff. Like, he felt a similar way as Trent Baalke. Now, Gene's biggest problem was he missed on the talent pool often, but he also, like, obviously everybody talks about the small schools, whatever. It didn't work, but he was looking at those characteristics, right? Team captains, guys, leaders. Like, he wanted
guys
the characteristics they're talking about.
Guys with family?
Well, some guys with family.
I mean, that was a funny thing.
That was a good too. You know, again, did he try too hard for that at the expense of talent? Maybe. Yeah. Well, then there was, I think, one of the most famous sound bites from Dave Caldwell during his era, where at one of these draft luncheons, basically, was like, hey, you're not going to have 53 angelic players.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I get that. Like, you have to have, I'm not telling you have to have bad guys, but sometimes you have to have edgy guys. Guys that keep you on your toes a little bit, keep you honest a little bit.
That's why I'm here, bro.
That's why you're here on this show.
That's why I'm here.
We wondered if they had enough edgy guys coming out of this season. We say Cam Robinson's an edgy guy. Well, edgy guys come in different sets. You don't have to throw your helmet just to be an edgy guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Josh Allen can be an edgy guy in a different way.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I think these guys have found a better complement of, okay, check the box, boom, 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 but also very good player, very good fit. And I think they've built a nice locker room, and I think they just spent the offseason, mostly the week in March, identifying what they were missing. And that was guys that knew how to finish the race.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, we heard a lot about in terms of youth, right? They're a really young team.
Yeah.
And the focus this offseason was obviously, you know, bringing guys from good programs, as I think Trent Baalke stated it, or, you know, winning programs and bringing those guys over, former captains alike. And we've talked about that a lot on the show. But, yeah, I mean, it does mean something. And that's probably, like, the hardest piece to get at the end, right? Because you have to start somewhere. You just can't start from new, you know, what Urban did, and then tear it all down and then try to, okay, well, let's go ahead and just get all the experienced guys, the Super Bowl guys here, and then we'll get... No, you have to build through youth first, and once you have that development, then you can start kind of picking in and getting those guys that you want in terms of the leadership values and then showing the way. So I'm not disagreeing with you here. Obviously, I think it showed through a little last year in terms of how the season ended with some of the, maybe the inexperience. But once again, you think those holes now are filled up with some of the guys that you're bringing in via free agency.
Well, listen, in fairness to them, you don't know until it happens.
No,
you don't know how people are going to react. Sometimes a lot of people will be like, hey, this team, this team had a chip. Every player in that locker room to me had a chip. I remember, applauding that, saying, hey, this is the reason why they came back in 2 years ago and were able to make that run and to beat the Chargers. Like, those are the qualities that help you do that. I had no idea this team was going to go 8-3 and then collapse. Like, I didn't think that was in them. So there's a new element now that comes into play. Okay, how do you drag them across the finish line, right? I mean, if you need to be dragged across the finish line, how do you get there? And I think that's where youth, I wouldn't even say youth, I think it's more inexperience. That even the veteran players that are in this room, the Ingrams, the Aluakins, whatever, had not been in that position, had not played enough December meaningful football in their careers to know how to handle it. That's what they're going to rely on with the Darbys, the Armsteads, the other guys that they brought in. Another part of this draft that I found pretty interesting on this draft luncheon is conversations are already underway when it comes to potentially trading. And I think we hit on that earlier this week. The trade partners that these guys have, the feeling out. And heck, Trent even said, and I don't know if he says it in this soundbite we're going to play, but he even said, we know which teams want to move.
Yeah.
Do you
kind
of find that interesting? Like, how do you already know which teams want to move?
Yeah, I thought that was a little interesting.
Is it because they called them?
Maybe, but I feel like every team's going to call. You have to do your due diligence. Yeah, I was a little surprised by that.
Well, here's what Trent had to say about some of the preliminary conversations that they have going into the draft, even though he's going to wait until draft day to make any kind of moves.
Well, we know who's willing to move, and we've had preliminary discussions on what that looks like, what it's going to cost to move up there. I'm not a big believer in moving before draft day, because what are you moving for? Unless you know exactly who you're moving for and you know that he's going to be there, which is impossible to know, why move unless you're going to number one? That's the only guarantee, right? Number one, you'd have your choice. So you have exploratory conversations. You know what it's going to take you to get to the 12 or 13 or 14 or 15 or whatever the number is. And then you wait till draft day to figure out whether you're going to do it or not.
I'll tell you what, you can really read into that if you want to read into that. I mean, he said a couple of things here. I was like, okay, who are you talking about? Because he said in his first little part of that soundbite, he said, we know the teams that we need to move up with, basically.
Yeah.
I didn't paraphrase that very well, but he indicated that teams that are ahead of them have already called and said, would you be interested to move up? Now, who could that be? Well, it's not going to be 1-2 at all. We don't think it's going to be the Patriots.
Doubt it.
A lot of people don't think it's going to be Arizona, although they could be in play, but probably not to move all the way down to number 17 is what I've read on Arizona.
But also, once again, it's all hearsay, but they're asking a lot for that.
And they're asking a bunch.
Yeah, yeah.
The Chargers, I think, are a team that really could be in play to move.
I guess.
Because not everybody else wants offensive line like in the first 10, 15 picks.
I know, but Jim threw that out there with, offensive line. You need a receiver. You should probably get your pick of the litter, though, at that spot, wouldn't you, or not? Like, in terms of the top three guys.
So they get everybody but Harrison, most likely, and a receiver, but they also could get, Joe Alt. So, they could get ahead of Tennessee on Alt. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
So, I think the Giants, could they move? Maybe. I think the most likely call that they got is Atlanta. That, to me, seems like the most likely call they got. But later on in that soundbite, he references the number 12, 13, 14. So from what it tells me, again, this is totally reading into it, but this is what we do. It tells me if the Jags are going to move up, in their mind, they're moving up just a few spots.
Yeah.
Which actually goes back to the Daniel Jeremiah play that says, hey, if we're moving up, we're moving up a baby move here or there, is what he kind of said, which could be to go get the best corner.
Mm-hmm.
Or if a receiver falls to them, or could you see it if they feel like somebody else is going to go get a guy like Brian Thomas and they like him?
I mean, that's a possibility as well. Yeah, sure. Why not? I mean, listen, if it's spoke on this yesterday, we're going back to it now. You're going to rehash some things. If it's if you have a guy and baby steps get your guy, then so be it, right? But where we're sitting, if it's going to be a wide receiver, maybe Brian Thomas is there. That could actually happen. There's no way a dude that none of those guys are going to fall. So like,
not out of the top 10.
Get it out of your mind right now. So if that's the case, then and you have one of those guys from there, then no baby step gets it done. Like, if you have a guy, and I get what Trent Baalke said, too. You know, like, the analytics say that drafting up, you know, moving up doesn't, whatever. If you have a guy, it'll take more than a baby step. If your guy is, we'll say Brian Thomas Jr. for the sake of this exercise, then, yeah, maybe a baby step, a little nook, a little something right there will get it done.
We got locked in on the baby step stuff.
What? Blame Daniel Jeremiah.
More on Baalke now and the trade options that could be available at number 17.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot, as you know, that goes into it. You know, we feel good about the group that's there, you know, and at different positions, you know, that we're focused in on a little bit. But you don't know what's going to happen. You know, you really aren't going to know what we're going to do until maybe the 12th or 13th pick. You know, then we'll look at the opportunity to potentially move up. You know, and if we get to 16 like we did last year, and somebody calls and there's a chance to move back one or two, you know, you just don't know. It's you're playing it on game day.
That's again a little more insight that it doesn't seem. I think their words are tipping now. That they're not really interested in going into the top 10. They feel like it's going to cost them too much. It doesn't seem like they're willing to go there. Now, that could be a bunch of different things at play. They've got plans for an Ayuk trade whatever else. Yeah. So they're not going there. But he keeps referencing 12, 13, right? In that early teens kind of mold. And basically says the draft starts for them right there. You know, who's picking at 12, 13? What's going to be left on the board? Because then they can start penciling in, get a good feel for the draft at where it is. For the first little bit, they got to let the draft come to them, essentially, when you're at 17. I get that.
What is it? You have to let the draft board speak for itself? What was the phrase? Something like that. I remember you said, yeah.
So, yeah, like, I get that, though.
Draft board's got to talk to you. I think
talk to you, yes. But I think he's right.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, unless you're, at least with what he's saying, I don't get the sense they're going to jump up to 4, 5, or 6, but they also might already know that they might have a very good feel, and we'll see if they're right or not. You never know. They have this in closed door meetings that Harrison, Adunze, and Neighbors going off the board 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
Like they might think that, and they're like, listen, we're not getting up there. Those teams want them, and it's going to cost us way too much to get up there. So we got to cross it off. Like, and if they know that already, then the draft really does start for them around 12 or 13, then do you go get your corner to jump ahead of Indianapolis, or then do you go get Jared Verse because he's still available at 13, 14, somebody else might go get him. Mm-hmm. I get what he's saying, and I think that's where it's – I think that's where – I come out of yesterday thinking – I think when the clock starts ticking on whoever like the 12th, 11th, or 12th pick in the draft is next Thursday, start keeping an eye on the Jags.
Yeah.
That's where I go. Now, it doesn't mean they won't even stay, or doesn't mean they won't even drop back a little bit. That comes into play. But I think if they're moving, they're moving just like 3-4 spots, and the draft really might start at that point for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, last year they picked so many players in part because they couldn't find dance partners to trade with on day 2 and day 3 of the draft. They said publicly that they tried to do that. Here's Trent Baalke talking about how trades could manifest on Friday and Saturday.
Well, if you talk to the analytics people, they'll tell you never move up, right? Acquire as many darts as you can, keep moving back. You just got to look at the board and let the board speak. I mean, we've spent 360-some days putting this thing together, and to try to make something happen enforce something to happen sometimes backfires on you, right? You chase something that and it doesn't pan out, so you lose out there, and then you lose out on the guy that you would have picked or the two guys you would have picked with the other picks you gave up. So if you're going to move up, you better be right.
Hear that, Brent? We have a Ouija board now in the facility. Hear that, Brent? We have some black magic going on with Trent Baalke.
There's a lot in that soundbite. He hit everything there, right?
He really did.
He really hit everything that we've kind of talked about over the last couple of hours. So that kind of sums up what the Jags, you know, potentially could do. It's not all the sound that came out. There's some more interesting sound that we'll get into on wide receivers and cornerbacks, too. But some of the breakdown from Trent Baalke, where, again, I leave that draft luncheon, and I've been to many of them now, and I think leaving it, it's like, well, this was not very informational. But I left yesterday's and I left last year's thinking, you know what, you get a better feel for what the Jags are thinking, though, Jags are going to do. And now, these are words. When that Ouija board talks to them, what do they actually do?
Yeah.
We'll see in 6 days.
Time will tell.
For the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Time will tell.
All right. Speaking of time, how about a timeout here on the Brent and Austin Show, live on the Action Sports Jacks 24/7 Network, live at Best Bet St. Augustine. We'll tell you about some of the fun things going on here at Best Bet St. Augustine, not only here this weekend, but over the next few weeks and months, as we'll be here a couple of times a month, including on May 3rd, right before the Kentucky Derby. And that's going to be a studio audience show. So put it on the calendar and make sure you're joining us from Best Bet St. Augustine. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Brent and Austin Show, streaming on the Action Sports Jacks 24/7 Network.
Hey, what a golf cart right here at Best Bet St. Augustine as we welcome you back to the Brent and Austin Show. It's the ante up and swing for the greens. Best Bet St. Augustine giving away $30,000 in cash and prizes coming up May 1st through July 19th. And here's how it works. Every hour of poker or table games played at Best Bet St. Augustine from May 1st to July 19th gets you into a drawing on July 20th for that golf cart. That's all you got to do. Come on down, have fun, play, win, and maybe win even bigger. The more you play, the better your chances are to win, of course. That's a good-looking golf cart, by the way. Six-seater, we can all fit in that one. Brent Martineau, Jesse Hollander joining us now from Best Bet. And you guys just rolled that out here this morning as I was walking in. So getting ready for that big promotion coming up on May 1st.
That's right. Literally this morning, exactly. We rolled it in, got it set up, and it's ready to go. And exactly what you said, you know, the more you play, the more chances you have to win. You get a it's a virtual ticket every hour you play, and on the 20th we'll give away the golf cart. Also on the 20th we'll give away $1,000 every hour for 7 hours leading up to the golf cart giveaway. And for people who maybe you don't have as many tickets in the drawing as you had hoped, we're going to do lucky seat drawings throughout the day for $500. So wow, you can win as long as you're just here playing.
That's awesome. You guys always, I was just talking to you about this in the break and earlier today. You guys always have something going on. Fun. It must be a fun calendar to build out. We work in our own creative world over here. You guys work in your own creative world and trying to make things fun for people coming in and play and different. And I mean, obviously we've got a whole list of different things coming up all summer.
That's right. You know, we try to keep it fun, try to keep it, you know, keep the action happening here at all three locations. So there's always something happening, whether it's high hands, big high hands or tournaments or something. Got to keep it interesting.
How big is Derby Day here? It's coming up on May 4th. Obviously, right. May 3rd, I've been telling everybody a lot, and we're going to have more promotion out for it the next couple of weeks, that we're going to have a live audience here on the day before the Derby, which is May 3rd. So come on out to the Brent and Austin Show, and we'll have some giveaways, and it's brunch with Brent and Austin, free brunch as well. So it's pretty much a no-brainer to come on down and join the show, but it's also a big part of a party weekend here at Best Bet St. Augustine.
Absolutely. Derby Day, it's one of the biggest days. I mean, it's the biggest day in horse racing every year. So the simulcast area is packed at all three locations. There's, you know, there's some special promotions, special glasses.
Yeah, mint juleps.
That's right, mint juleps. And, you know, if you only bet one race a year, it's always the Derby. I mean, I bet the Kentucky Derby every year just because the prize pool is so big that you just want to get lucky and hit that $30,000 or $50,000 trifecta. So, you know, I take my shot every year.
Absolutely, I do too. And by the way, part of the package that we're going to give away to the first at least 25 people coming in for that show on May 3rd between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., I'm buying a Superfecta ticket for you. in that right. back. All right. So because then you want to play the superfecta because that's, right. like you said, the prize
that's
pool.
The big one.
You get the big one. And you got a 20-horse field at the Kentucky Derby. So anyway, I'm giving you a free bet into the Derby here with the Brent and Austin show that day, too. So, again, calendar it up May 3rd and then the big party May 4th as well. This is the place to be. It'll be kind of rocking in here, right, on May 4th.
Yeah, it's really fun. You know, the energy is really high.
Yeah.
There's a lot of races leading up to it. Everybody's out having a good time wearing their hats. And the area is really busy.
It is National Poker Day today.
Today, National Poker Day.
Which means $1,500.
You should be playing poker.
You should be playing poker. Some people are over there playing
That's
poker,
right.
More than some. $1,500 high hands every 30 minutes. And this is a collaboration between the St. Augustine location, Jacksonville location, Orange Park location. Well, you guys on walkie-talkies or what?
Yeah, we that's right. We communicate with each other who has the high hand, and we post it up in each room. So you can win that $1,500 at any location, at any Best Bet location today. And, yeah, it's $1,500 every 30 minutes all day long.
Now, give away $72,000 with this promotion today on National Poker Day. So that's pretty cool. And one more to get in, just to put on your calendar and keep an eye on Poker Atlas Tour, June 6th to the 16th, down here at Best Bet St. Augustine. Give us a little on that.
So that'll be, you know, we run a poker series periodically. We usually run them in our Jacksonville location. Sometimes we've had them at Orange Park. This will be the first series of tournaments at our brand new St. Augustine location. So in collaboration with Poker Atlas, this will be our Poker Atlas Tour. The first event will be a $300 buy-in with a $100,000 guaranteed prize pool and multiple flights. The last event will be a $600 buy-in, multiple flights as well, with a $200,000 guaranteed prize pool.
This is a great location down here in St. Augustine. Every kind of feels like all the different locations have their own little feel, vibe, and characteristics. But you guys staked your flag down here off exit 311, off 95 pretty early. And now you're starting to see this area kind of blow up a little bit more, right? I mean, you got car dealerships over here in this part and other places. This is a fast-growing area that you guys are in early.
It's definitely coming around. You know, the car dealerships, there's more gas stations on 207
yeah.
now, another restaurant. So it's really building up down here, which is great. You know, we like to see that more businesses around here. It's helpful for everybody.
Yeah, no doubt. And by the way, just speaks, it's not just in Jacksonville where it's growing. It's obviously all the way down.
Right.
We keep coming
right.
down 95. We know where Jacksonville is in terms of Northeast Florida as a fast-growing city here in the United States. All right, so once again, May 1st starts the golf cart giveaway. The more you play, the more you have a chance to win. National Poker Day today, $1,500 high hands. And on the horizon, Derby Day, May 1st. 4th and the Brent and Austin show live audience. We want you to be a part of it on May 3rd from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Jesse Hollander, thanks for stopping by. Always fun talking Best Bet St. Augustine with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, I mean, I got everybody I have on. I mean, have you drafted for the Jags yet at number 17? I mean,
No, I have no idea.
Have you handicapped that?
No clue. I would say I haven't had
a position.
Position. I think. I don't know if this is somebody you would draft in the first round, but I feel like Trevor Lawrence is still the guy, right?
Yeah.
He's very good, but he needs help. So I would draft somebody on the offensive line on his blind side.
All right. You like it? Offensive lineman, you can't go wrong. The chat will like your answer.
Feel good.
The fans love the offensive line. They want, you're only allowed to play.
We know.
You're only allowed to play five offensive linemen. The fans would like to play 10.
Yeah, absolutely. We have the guy. We need to give him some protection.
Yeah, Trevor might want you to play 10, too.
Yeah, yeah. Trevor.
Jesse from Best Bet St. Augustine. We'll take one more time out. We come back. It's the lunch hour, and we continue to talk about the draft inside a week to go and what else is going on this weekend. Plus, last show for Austin Lane here with us. Until he fights, he will check in from Vegas all next week, but the fight is 1 week away. We'll be back here on the Brent and Austin show on the Action Sports Shacks 24/7 network, live from Best Bet St. Augustine.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.